Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Very excited right now to welcome on the governor of the great state of Maryland, Mr. Wes Moore. Wes, how are you, man? Thank you for making time for us.
Man, what's going on? Good to talk to you guys, man. I heard the theme song come on, so I had to hop on.
I love that you love regulators like I love regulators. Just an all-time banger.
Mount up.
Gov, I want to start. We got to get through our games, obviously, but I am curious for you as somebody that played football with the Jaden Daniels situation, where we know he has a knee sprain and he's wants to play, but you know you got to listen to the medical. Just how would you handle something like that with a young man with all the potential in the world, and just kind of what you think?
Yeah, well, and before I get on Jaden, I want to say to all these folks who are pushing for to go back for the Commanders to go to D.C., I want to say congratulations. I know this was a long road for a lot of folks, and you know a lot of folks are happy right now. And in fact, I can tell you a lot of my family members who are Commanders fans are happy right now. So to all the Commanders fans who are happy that today has come, you know, I say respect. And I'm happy for you. But also to all the Marylanders, I just want to let you know that what we have and what that area is going to be better than what it is right now. We're excited to be able to work in partnership with the Commanders ownership team to make sure that they're going to honor their word about what they're going to do. But also my word to the people of Prince George's County in Maryland is that area is going to be even better in the future than what it is right now. So I think this is a win-win all the way around. But respect to all those Commanders fans who are happy that it's good that Washington Commanders are going back to their spiritual home.
So, Gov, I'm floored here. I obviously knew this was a topic. I didn't think it was fair or our place to ask you about it, so I wasn't going to. But I got to say, the grace you show in that situation is really admirable.
No, thank you, man. Well, and you know, and listen, I'm very clear that I know for a lot of Washington Commanders fans, you know, they when they think about the best memories of the Washington Commanders, it was at RFK. Like that's where they were hoisting up Super Bowl trophies, and that's where, you know, that's where you got a chance to see the Riggs and the Williams and all
sure.
The things that people, when they think about the history of the franchise. That's where some of the best memories are. And so, you know, and the thing I really appreciate is that, you know, this process, you know, we've been working very closely with the new Commanders ownership. And listen, it's been a night and day conversation. I was not governor having to deal with the old Commanders ownership. But I'm thankful for the relationship that we built with the new Commanders ownership. And I know that they have a very clear vision that is not just going to be that they're going to have a new stadium over in the RFK site, but really a build out of Landover and a build out of what the space is right now, where the Washington Commanders have called home for decades. And so I'm excited. I'm excited about the future. I still think that the Baltimore Ravens are going to knock out the Commanders in the Super Bowl one day soon. But I'm excited about what the future is going to be.
All right. Well said then, sir.
Yeah. To Jaden,
right,
I would say this. I would say Jaden needs to be careful and listen to the docs on this one. Listen, you know, you're young and you have an amazingly bright future ahead of you. And the thing that I would just caution for anybody who's like, he should rush back and all that kind of stuff, I would just say two things. One, I would say you're playing the Raiders this weekend, so let's keep it in perspective. Mariota's going to win this game. And so you don't have to worry. And there's no reason to rush. Against the Raiders. I mean, that is just a definition of silliness that, you know, let him heal. The second thing is, I would just say to all the Commanders fans is don't forget RG3, right? There's a lot of history about people who went back early, who rushed back and then ended up. And then the decision was something that ended up impacting not oftentimes the season, but the rest of your career. So, you know, listen, if the docs say that Jaden's good to go, then let him play. But if the docs are like, I don't know about this one, it's week three against the Raiders. Like, it's all good.
Fair enough. We're going to find out. We'll all kind of find out in real time together. I won't be shocked if it goes till Sunday morning. Maybe we find out Friday. Gov, because you usually join us on a Friday. We got you on a Thursday. I thought it was only fair that we start you off with Thursday night football tonight. You know, doesn't exactly look like a barn burner, but division games are always funky. I have a feeling I know your pick in Bills Dolphins, sir.
Yeah, man. I mean, the Bills are playing some of the best football in the NFL right now. The Bills really are. I mean, they're showing they are a legit force and they're a legit threat for the Super Bowl. But the other big thing is I don't know if the Dolphins' heads are really in the game right now. Football, and that's the thing. A lot of people think football is a purely physical game. Football is a heavily mental game. And when a team is not in their heads aren't in the game, it becomes a very complicated road for that team. And right now, your star player, the one who is the ticket drawer, has just got a lot of stuff going on in his life right now. And you've got rumors about new accusations about Tyreek Hill. You have trade rumors. I heard a crazy one that they're talking about he could potentially go back to the Chiefs. I mean, there's just so much swirling around in the locker room right now that I think it just makes it very difficult to say, oh, no, but despite all that, we're going to go beat one of the best teams in the NFL. Like, I don't see it happening. So I think the Bills win this one. And I don't think, you know, usually the problem with Thursday night football is it makes your Friday kind of messed up because you got to stay up and watch the whole game. I don't expect to be watching the whole game tonight. I think my Friday's
going to
be fine.
I mean, to your point, Gov, it feels like the Commanders haven't played in two weeks. Like, it feels like it's been a while since that Thursday game. Second game for you to pick up. Rams and Eagles, two NFC heavyweights, 1 o'clock at the Lincoln, Philly. Rams and Eagles, who you got?
So I got to tell you, so part of the reason that I'm very proud of my record, even though this year I'm starting off a little slow, I'm 500, but I was like at 70% last year. And part of the reason I was at 70% because I like picking upsets. And this is going to be an upset. I think the Rams are going to beat the Eagles. I know it's in Philly. And I know the Eagles are 2-0, but hear me out. And I think that the Eagles are a very good team, and the Eagles are playing good football. And again, 2-0 is 2-0. I just have watched the Eagles in both of these games, their first two, and I'm just not that impressed. I think there's something that seems to be off. I think their defense is clearly missing the five starters that they lost during the offseason, and the defense is not clicking right now. And even if you just think about the numbers that we're seeing, Matt Stafford has what 550 yards or something like that. Jalen Hurts has half of that, less than half of that. Jalen Hurts is at 250. Williams right now, you know, Kyron Williams is neck and neck with Saquon Barkley. Like there's the Eagles are 2-0, but they're not putting up the same kind of football or the same kind of stats that we're used to them, you know, that we're used to them putting up. And people could say, yeah, but, you know, remember last week they played the Chiefs in Kansas City. And I'm like, yeah, but the week before that they played the Cowboys. So, you know, let's be clear that it's not like they're knocking out amazing teams. And not to mention the Chiefs are just not playing well at all. So I'm going with the upset in this one. I think the Rams go into Philly, and I think they beat the Eagles this weekend.
I like that a lot, Gov. And you said, you know, you're 500. It's 2 weeks in. You are 60 games over 500 over 2 years. So I think the body of work speaks for itself with you making the picks. Yeah. If you're betting with the Gov, you'll make a lot of money, man.
I'm trying to
keep the pick. Yeah, I spread the gospel, sir. We're talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore making his weekly NFL picks with us. Really interesting game. The Chargers have looked great to start the season. And it's been high profile. They had the Brazil game, then they were on Monday Night Football. The Broncos coming off that bad loss to the Colts. What do you make of this one? SoFi Stadium, Los Angeles, Denver versus Chargers.
It's crazy because the Chargers are actually making me a believer. And I've always been real skeptical of the Chargers, where it's like, I know, and the Chargers kind of start off hot, but then it starts getting cold, and they don't like the cold and all that kind of stuff. But they're playing really good football right now. So I really got to give it to them. I mean, you know, this is a good team with 560 passing yards already this season. I mean, Justin Herbert is actually showing that he is legit. He's whipping it out there. So, and also remember it's in LA. So I don't see the Broncos. One thing I think the Broncos are always tricky at home, just because of the altitude. And it just takes a lot for teams to get used to the altitude. So I always give a little bit of a hint to the Broncos when they're playing at home. But the Broncos naturally are not a great football team, and they're in L.A. this week. So I think the Chargers, you know, pull this one out. And so I think the Chargers remain one of the only undefeated teams in the NFL.
1 o'clock Sunday, Northwest Stadium, Raiders, Commanders. I think we know which side you're going to go with. But how do you think this game plays out? Do you think it's Jaden, or do you think it's Mariota under center?
I think it's Mariota, and I think they still win. I mean, the Raiders are not a good team, and the Commanders are a good team. And the Commanders, I think, are also going to show that this is not just about Jaden Daniels. And I told you the reason why I think Jaden should sit unless he gets a completely clean bill of health. There's no reason for him to go out there and play against the Raiders during week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It doesn't make sense. So I think Mariota is a fine quarterback. He's not going to win you a game, but the truth is the Commanders don't need Marcus Mariota to win them the game. They just need him not to lose the game. And I think Mariota is fine for that. The Commanders all around are just a better team. I don't think that the Raiders, the Commanders' defense is showing real signs that they're really gelling, and the offense of the Raiders is not. So I think that despite having Jaden sit, which I think he should, I think the Commanders still win this game.
All right, so through four games, Gov, I got you with the Bills, the Rams, which would be a heck of a win for L.A. to get to undefeated. They're on the road in the link. That should be a really great atmosphere for that game. The Rams gave Philly the toughest run they had in the playoffs last year. So you're going Bills, Rams, Chargers, Commanders. Last game of the week is going to be Monday night. Baltimore, Detroit. It should be epic in there.
Should be awesome.
I'm actually going to come up for that game, Governor. Maybe we can connect. I'm really excited.
Let's connect. Absolutely, let's connect.
When M&T is rocking, it's a pretty special place to watch a game. What do you think, Ravens Lions Monday night?
So it absolutely was. I mean, it's gonna be a great game. The environment's gonna be crazy. I know it's Monday night football, but I plan on getting there around 10 a.m. but I mean, it's gonna be an amazing environment. But I think that the Ravens, that was a long week after the Bills game, and I think they came back really saying, you know what, it's time to come back and send a message. And I understand it was against the Browns, so take it for what it's worth. But I think they sent a message that that's now the second game in a row that the Ravens offense has scored over 40 points. This offense is just clicking. And DeAndre Hopkins, and I was a little skeptical when we picked up D-Hop during the offseason, because I was like, I just don't know how much he has left in him. And, again, you know, I'm proven wrong, because I guess dude really still does have a lot of juice left in him. So I think that you're going to see Derrick Henry bounce back. You know, Derrick put up a $175 in the first game, and then, you know, we really didn't use him that much during the second game, despite the fact that we still won by like 30, 35 points or whatever it was. But I think that the Lions are a legit tough team, but they're not going to come into Baltimore and beat Baltimore in Monday Night Football, especially with the Baltimore Ravens roster actually really jacked up since last year, and the Lions roster did not. The Lions did not make any real big, substantial, and impactful moves during the offseason. So I think that the Ravens pull this one off.
What do you think that crowd will be like? I mean, if you're getting there at 10 a.m., it's going to be going.
it's going to be crazy. And because listen, I think we're just really excited about this team. Because I mean, if you look at us on paper, there's not a weakness to this Ravens team. I think we have made significant improvements on the defensive side, picking up Alexander during the offseason. We, you know, drafted starts during the off season. You still got Kyle Hamilton, and you still got, you know, Marlon Humphrey, who's like, you know, both of them are all pro defensive players. And then on the offensive side, again, like I always say, it's like the Ravens offense is like a video game. It's like you have Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, D Hop, Bateman. I mean, like Mark Andrews, likely, you know, getting healthy. It's like, what do you do with them? And so I think a lot of all of us we're feeling really good about this team, and I just think that now there's only one team that legitimately every single week has a chance of beating the Ravens, and that's the Ravens. And so we just need to make sure we don't go out there and beat ourselves.
Yeah, I think the answer of what do you do is pray. That's what you do against the Ravens offense is pray, because you don't have much of a chance.
You don't have a chance. I'm like, who do you double? Who do you spend extra time on? It's just that there's too many threats that they have. So, I mean, this is a legit – I mean, again, I would argue that on paper, and just in terms of pure talent, this is not just the most talented team in the NFL right now. Tell me a team in the past generation that has more talent than what the Baltimore Ravens have.
Yeah, I mean, especially – with Lamar's dual threat ability, it's hard to think of like the level of explosiveness that team has. Gubba, I know you're a busy man. We got to let you run. I got you in the books for all the plays: Bills, Rams, Chargers, Commanders, Ravens, Terps. Big Ten opener going to Wisconsin. Maryland boy Malik Washington is quarterback. Gubba, I'll tell you this: if I can get +10, I like +10.
I tell you, I honestly do like the spread on it. So I'm actually with you on it. Listen, you know, the challenge we have, and by the way, I do want to be clear that Malik Washington is the truth.
Like, yeah, we are very fortunate to have this kid under center. He was the truth in high school. He's the truth. I mean, have you seen the way he is whipping the ball around in these first weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's looking very, very good.
He looks the part, for sure.
He looks the part. He is looking like a kid who, as he continues to develop, we will be watching him on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's showing that kind of potential and that kind of talent. It is the Big Ten, and this is going to be a very, very big test for us. But I'm with you on the spread.
Yeah. Governor, thank you for your time as always, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Hopefully I'll get to see you on Monday at M&T. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, plus 60 in 2 years in his NFL picks.
Incredible.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, just bananas. If you want to bet with the Gov, he's going Bills, Rams, Chargers, Commanders, Ravens. Why, Brian, put that in a moneyline parlay. Tell me what it would pay. Woo. All right. I actually like all the Gov's picks. I like the Rams of Philly. What do you lean on that game?
Rams are playing well. They haven't played great teams, but they're playing well, and seemingly the Eagles are kind of surviving in their first two games. Now, with it being at the link, that'll be an interesting factor in it. But, yeah, I would take the Rams. Like you said, they gave them everything they could handle last year, and they were the ones that gave them the best shot in the playoffs. So maybe if it doesn't snow or whatever, it just – the Rams are good. Like, they seem to be slept on in the NFC right now, but the Rams are good.
The Rams are certainly good. I like Stafford, Devontae Adams, Puka. They got options. They got players. You know who else got options? Paul Henry's window insulation. I've worked with Paul now for years, and he's completely transformed my home. Did all the windows, all the doors in my house, and completely changed it. We bought a really old house. My house was built after World War II, like 1945 or something. And it was old. It was drafty, and the windows were janky. I remember when we had my now six-year-old was a baby. She was born in the winter, and it was so drafty in like kind of our living room that I had to hang up a blanket over the window to try to keep it warm for my infant daughter. If you're having a similar situation in your house, call Paul, because all of a sudden you get real windows. You don't have to hang a blanket up over them. Paul, working with Paul Henry's changed my home. It could change your home. New windows, new doors. Listen, they'll pay for themselves over time. They're so much more efficient, so much better for the comfortability of your house. You got to check them out. Paul's always got great deals. It's the kind of company where he's not always trying to upsell you. He did that for me, told me that I could pay less, didn't need to go to the highest end. Check them out, PaulHenrysWindows.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.